طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Alright, today this is our 24th session as we near the end of this book. 24th session for Basic Arabic Grammar Review. And the topic that we're going to deal with today is comparison between singular, dual, and plural. Singular, dual, and plural sentences, changing them from singular to dual and then to plural. But before we do that, we just have a couple of exercises or a couple of patterns from the broken plural patterns that remain. And those patterns are extra patterns. And we completed the patterns that we studied in Medina Book 1 from Lesson 13 and those that follow. And the last two patterns that we did last week are Mafa'il and Mafa'il. And those were included from Medina Book 1. And then these notes have additionally three extra patterns: Af'ila, Af'ulun, and Fu'lanun. Okay, so we're going to look at these three patterns just quickly, and a few examples for each of them. And then we're going to go to the topic for today, as I said, which is singular, dual, and plural. So we're looking at page 31 of the notes, page 31. We're reading from right to left. There are four patterns: mafa'il, which we did last week, yani like makatib, masajid, malabis, and so on. And then there's mafa'i with two long vowels, as in mafatih, manadil, fanajin, sonadiq, and qarasi. And we also did that pattern last week. And then there are two more patterns on this page and one on the following page. And that will end our topic of broken plurals and examples of the broken plurals for each pattern. So, as I said, yani last week we finished with these two patterns, mafa'il and mafa'il. And today, inshallah, we want to look at three patterns. Yani one of them being af'ilatun. يعني أف عي لا تن with تر مبوتة on the end. And the other one being أفعولون. Alright, so let's see what these patterns entail. And are there any questions first about the broken plurals? Remember, broken plurals, what we're dealing with here, we're dealing with patterns for broken plurals. And of course, the pattern that we're always looking at, are we paying attention to these three letters, the fa, the ayn, and the lam. And anything besides that is like extra, right? So we're looking at the fa, ayn, and lam. And we're saying here that, for example, in this first pattern of these of three, last three, there's afa'ilatun, so that means we have hamza, yani with fatha added to the beginning of the original three letters of the pattern, and we have ta marbuta added to the end of the pattern. Alright, so yani hamza with fatha in the beginning, followed by sukoon on the fa, kasra for the ayn, fatha for the lam, and then ta marbuta. And of course, fatha, ta marbuta is always, wa alaykum salam, ta marbuta is always preceded by fatha, right? So we don't have to worry about this vowel. But the first letter of the original root, the fa, takes sukoon, second one takes ayn, third one takes fatha, preceded by hamza with fatha, and at the end, followed by ta marbuta. So it became afa'ilatun. And likewise, for this pattern, yani the original root fa ayn lam has added to it hamza with fatha in the beginning. The first radical, the fa, taking sukoon, second radical, the ayn, taking dhamma. So it became af'ulun. And then, actually, there's one more pattern that we want to look at today, and that is fu'lanun. Fu'lanun. we'll also look at today. And it also has something added to it, the fa and the ayn and the lam. And what we have here is the first radical taking dhamma, the ayn the second radical taking sukoon, and the lam the third radical taking fatha elongated by aleph and a noon, extra noon at the end. So we're going to look at these three patterns today quickly, inshallah, hopefully, and then we're going to go to the new topic of singular, dual, and plural, comparison between singular, dual, and plural. Okay, so again, we're on page 31, broken plural patterns. We're reading from right to left. There's mafa'il and mafa'il, and then there's af'ilatun, and that's the one we're going to look at first, af'ilatun. Okay, for this pattern, they gave us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 examples. They gave us the word su'al. Which means what? Question. Su'al is a question. Okay, so its root is what? Seen, right? Hamza. And lam. And the aleph here is extra, right? Added. So seen, Ayn and Lam. So according to this pattern, right, what are we supposed to do? The first radical, the Fa, is going to take Sukoon, preceded by Hamza with Fatha. The second radical, I didn't hear what you said. Oh, Kesra. Yeah, the second radical, yani the Ayn takes Kesra, and the third radical, yani obviously takes Fatha because followed by Ta marbuta, right? So it became as ila. All right. Following the pattern of af'ilatun, yani with hamza in the beginning and ta marbuta in the end. First radical taking sukoon, kasra fatha. Sukoon, kasra fatha. Alaykum salam. Sukoon, kasra fatha. As-ila. طيب, after this, the second example they gave us is jawab. Right? Jawab. And this jawab means what? The answer. Su'al is the question, and jawab is the answer. So its root is what? Jim, wow, and ba. Okay, and the aleph, yani, here is added as extra. So according to the pattern of af'ilatun, yani, the first radical takes sukoon, preceded by hamza with fatha. The second radical, the ayn, takes kasra. The third radical, the ba here, takes fatha, yani, which is followed by ta marbuta. So it became Ajwibatun. Yani as-i-latun and ajwibatun. As-ila, ajwiba. Okay, after this, the next example they gave us is what? Mithal. Okay. Mithal. What is the mithal? An example. Now, mithal. Mithalun, an example. And its root is what? Mim, fa, and lam. And here, the elongation with aleph is the added letter, right? So, according to our pattern, af, ai, la, tun. Yani, sukoon on the first radical, preceded by hamza with fatha. The second radical here, kasra, third radical, fatha, followed by ta marbuta, so it became yani amfilatun. The next example they gave us is ta'amun. And ta'amun means what? Food. And its root is what? Ta'ain Amim. Ta'ain Amim. According to our pattern, Yani, the first radical, the fa, takes sukoon, preceded by hamza with fatha. The second radical takes kasra, third radical fatha. Sukoon, kasra, fatha, followed by ta marbuta, became af'ima. Af'ima. Foods. Af'ima, mukhtalifa. Different types of foods. Naam. And the last example they gave us is amud. Amud. Naam. Amud, which means a what? A column or a pillar. Yani something holding up a building or holding up something. A column in the building or a pillar that holds something up, right? Amud. And according to yani, what we have to do in order to follow pattern, we got to find the radicals, the root of the word. We have what? Ain, Mim, and Del. So here, with these three letters following our pattern, Sukoon, Kasra, Fatha. Yani preceded by Hamza with Fatha and followed by Ta Marbuta. So it became A'mida Tun. A'mida Tun, A'mida Tun, pillows or columns. Any question about this pattern? Yani, the pattern is like the patterns that we saw before. It's just a pattern that we didn't have in Medina Book 1. This is a pattern that we didn't have. And like we said, when we took those patterns in Lesson 13, we said that we're taking 8 patterns at that time, and there are many more. Many, many more patterns. And later on, we took 2 other patterns, yani Mafa'il and Mafa'il. And we said that there are still more. So these are 3 of the patterns that we didn't cover. Okay, so this one, Fa'ilatun, and you have for it, right? We have Amfila, As'ila, Ajwiba, Alfa'ima, and A'amida. Alright, if there's no question, let's look at the next pattern. Now, question.
Question regarding the pattern of the plural world is the jama' is the mamnu' min as-sarf. It takes the rulings, I guess, of
Mamnu' min as-sarf, or the Mufrad as well? No. Yani, first of all, right, we have a lot of broken plural patterns, right?
Right.
Only some of them are Mamnu' min as-sarf, right? Okay, just so that we're clear, only some of them are Mamnu' min as-sarf. Those that are Mamnu' min as-sarf are Mamnu' min as-sarf in the plural, not in the singular. We're talking about that plural wazn is Mamnu' min as-sarf. Alright? So for Waalaikum Salaam wa rahmatullah. For example, Mafa'il, right? For Mafa'il we have Masajid. And the singular of Masajid is what?
Masjid
is not Mamnu' min as-sarf, right? And likewise Makatib, Yani is Mamnu' min as-sarf in its plural form on the wazn of Mafa'il, but the singular Maktab is not Mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay? So this is a good question, huh? The brother, he's asking, these words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, according to the patterns of mafa'il and mafa'il, does this mean only in the plural form, or does it also include the singular, the mufrad? We're saying it does not include the singular. Yani what's mamnu' min as-sarf is the plural form. Yani the plural that's on this wazn, mafa'il, and the plural that's on this wazn, mafa'il, and the other wazns that we had that are mamnu' min as-sarf patterns, and those that we had, yani are Fu'ala'u and Af'ila'u. From the patterns that we had in Medina Book 1, Fu'ala'u and Af'ila'u, and then these two, Mafa'il and Mafa'il. In the plural form, words that take one of these patterns in the plural form are Mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take Tanween and they don't take Kasra if they're Majrua. As far as the singulars are normal. And unless if it happened that the singular was Mamnu' min as-sarf for some reason, that's something different. But that's not a rule that the singular follows the plural. Alright? Okay, so alhamdulillah, this is a good question and hopefully yani it's clear. Okay, after this, let's look at the next pattern of these last 3 extra patterns that they have given us.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, the second of the last three patterns is the pattern, the last pattern, going from right to left, the last pattern, on page 31, af'a'ulun, af'a'ulun. And again, we said that this pattern, yani, its first radical, the first radical of this pattern, the fa, takes sukoon, and the second radical, the ayn, takes dhamma, and then we have the third radical, first, second, and third. Okay, so we're talking about what? Sukoon and dhamma, then we have this extra added to the beginning of it, hamza with fatha, another hamza with fatha before the first radical. These are the original radicals, root of the word fa, ayn, and lam. So before them we have this hamza with fatha, then we have sukoon, dhamma, sukoon, dhamma. Alright, so the first example they gave us for afa'ulun is shahrun. Shahrun, right? Shahrun, okay? And the meaning of shahrun? A month, naam. Like? Shahru Ramadan, naam. Okay, its root is sheen, huh? Ha and Ra. Sheen, Ha, and Ra. So according to our pattern, the pattern is what? Af'a'ulun. Af'a'ulun. Means that the first radical is taking sukoon, preceded by Hamza with Fatha. The second radical is taking Dhamma, and then we have any Tanween. So it became Ashhur. 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 Tayyib. Second example he gave us. Rijlun. Rijlun means what? A leg or a foot. Naam. Rijlun. Rijlun is like what word? Huh? Rajulun. Rajulun. Huh? But the voweling a little bit different. Huh? Rajulun is with fatha and dhamma. Rijlun is with kasra and sukoon. Rijlun. Okay, so the roots are easy, right? It's clear, it's only three letters. Ra, jim, and lam. And according to our pattern, the pattern is what? Af'a'ulun. Af'a'ulun. The first radical takes sukoon, preceded by hamza with fatha. Second radical takes dhamma. So it became arjulun. Arjulun, arjulun, yani meaning legs or feet. Arjulun. Second example they gave us, our third example, nafsun, nafsun. Nafsun. What is the meaning of nafsun? Soul or self, yani, huh? Soul or self. Soul, meaning the inner being of someone. Your essence, your core, the real person. Yourself or your inner being, your nafs. Huh? Or the types of nafs, yani mentioned now in the Quran now. So, we have nafs, right? And its root is pretty clear, right? There's noon, and there's fa, and there's seen. Noon, fa, and seen. According to our pattern, afa'ulun, we have sukoon preceded by hamza with fatha, second radical taking dhamma, and then sukoon, so it became what? Anfus. Anfus. Anfusun. Naam. The selves. Anfusukum. Yourselves. Huh? Nafsi, nafsi, naam. Anfus. Okay? After this, we have what? Last word in this pattern, ذِرَاعٌ. Huh? ذِرَاعٌ. And ذِرَاعٌ means what?
Arm.
Says arm. More specifically, huh? Forearm. More specifically means the forearm. The forearm. Yani up to the elbow. This part of the arm. From the elbow to the hand. The forearm. ذِرَاعٌ. Okay, and this word, in terms of its root, we have what? The letter Zal, and we have Ra, and we have Ayn. And the Aleph is added as an extra letter of increase. According to our pattern of af'ulun, we have sukoon on the first radical preceded by hamza with fatha, second radical taking dhamma. So it became what? Av-ru'un. Av-ru'. Forearms. Zira is also a measure, right? A zira, a measure, any in length, any the measure of a forearm. Now, okay, so these are two of the patterns that they gave us as extra patterns. A question? Anybody have a question? Now?
Question, but not on the pattern.
Question, but not on the pattern.
Yes, this forearm here, what do you call it?
Huh?
This part of the arm.
Is it part of the arm? What about this part of the arm?
Yes, the name of it.
It must have a name in Arabic. I don't recall any specific name for it. It doesn't come to my memory anything, but everything has a name for sure, right? What is this part of the arm called in English? Maybe that can help us. Yeah. No, this whole piece here, from the elbow to the shoulder. This is the shoulder up here. Yeah, in English. What is this part called, though? I'm saying in English. You see? Okay, no worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. We're not gonna get stuck here, right? Fayyib, Yeah, Labas. I mean, sometimes, you know, maybe you might even know the name of it, but you don't. And maybe in English we don't even use this. We don't describe this, right? So maybe we don't remember what's the name of it. But it has to have some kind of name, right? Okay, no problem. As I said. Yeah. In any case, we have one more pattern, right? We have one more pattern, and we finish with this topic, inshallah. We're going to go into something new, okay? We've been on this topic for a while. The last pattern that they gave us is what? Fu'lanun. Fu'lanun. Alright, this pattern, Fu'lanun, they only gave us two examples for it. But in any case, what's important here, right, is that on this pattern here, we see we have the fa, the ayn, and the lam, the root letters, and then we have an extra letter aleph elongating fatha, and an extra letter noon. Aleph and noon. Alright, fu'lan. Okay, the first example they gave us for this pattern is what? Qamis. First example they gave us is qamis. And a qamis is a what? It's a shirt, some type of shirt, right? A qamis. Remember that this word, please try to pay attention to these any small matters, but they are important, that this letter is written with qaf, not with kaf. And this word is written with sad, not with seen. So when you pronounce it, try to remember to pronounce the qaf and pronounce the sad so that you pronounce it correctly. Alright? Otherwise, generally, if we say yani qamis, yani people will understand, even if you twist up the letters a little bit, the sad and seen, yani they might let you get away with it, alright? Alright, in terms of the root of this word, right, what is the root? We have yani qaf, and we have meem, and we have sad, right? And this pattern tells us to do what? It tells us the first letter of the first root letter, the first radical takes dhamma. Fu'lanun. The first radical takes dhamma. The second radical, the ayn, takes sukoon. And the third radical, the lam, takes fatha, elongated by aleph, followed by an extra noon. So it became what? It became qumsanun. Qumsanun. Shirts. Qumsan. The other example they gave us is what? Baladun. The other example they gave us is baladun. Yani balad. What is the meaning of balad? A country, city, a land. Yani anta min ayi balad. Yani which country are you from? But balad also may mean city, right? May mean city, country, a land, whatever. Balad. Okay, so the root of this word here, we have clearly ba, we have lam, and we have del. According to the root, fu'lan, it tells us, according to the pattern, fu'lanun tells us that the first radical, the fa, takes dhamma. And the second radical, the ayn, takes sukun, and the third radical, the lam, takes fatta elongated by aleph with this extra noon. So it became what? I'm sorry, this should be ba, right? Buldanun. Buldanun. Okay, these are yani the final three broken plural patterns that they gave us, and these are extra patterns that are not actually taken in Medina book 1, in level 1. So they're not yani patterns that were required, but we're just taking them since they offered them. We're taking them, it's not part of our review, but anyway, it's related to the topic, right? It's related to the topic of broken plural patterns. We are responsible in Medina book 1, level 1, for 10 patterns. Okay, 8 of them were given in lesson 13. And then 2 more were given in following chapters, that is these 2, mafa'il and mafa'il. That's the end of the patterns that we actually were responsible for in Medina book 1, level 1. Alright? So we have, yani for level 1 we have fu'al, fi'al, af'al, fu'ul, fi'la, fu'ul, fu'ala'u, af'ila'u, and those 2, mafa'il and mafa'il. Those are the 10 that we took in Medina book 1, and these last 3 are extra. Any question before we close this topic and go on to our new topic for today, inshallah? Okay, we finished from this, broken plural patterns, but we are not finished from yani studying them, right? Because there are other broken plural patterns, and the ones that we've studied, we have to review them, otherwise we'll forget them. If we don't review them, we'll forget them. So it's important to try to go back and review your lessons, especially yani those things that require a lot of memorization. And if there are some things you just need to know the rule, if you know the rule, it's okay, right? But when there are when there's a lot of memorization, like patterns like this, you have to go back and review them, yani as often as possible, so that you can retain as many of them as possible. Abdul Haq?
Okay, you said that sometimes the
Yeah. No.
So what's the function of zero and in that surah? Because not the plural. The plural is but saluna is like 70.
No, that's the meaning of it here, measurement. 70 forearms measurement. But of course remember, and zira in that ayah is in singular form, right?
Yes, in
singular. But yani with the numbers from 20 and 30 and 40 and 50, the uqud, yani the tamyiz for those numbers is singular. We're using singular, so that's why it's used in the singular form. And you say 20 something, you don't use the plural, you use the singular in Arabic, right? 20, 30, 40, 50, use singular.
And is it the
form
mansub?
Naam. Singular, mufrad, mansub. Naam. Tayyib. Okay, so now we're looking at a new topic. By the way, what is your name, brother?
Tawheed.
I know this is Abdurrahman, huh?
Yes.
Abdurrahman, okay, mashallah. Tawheed?
No.
Mashallah. You resemble another brother. You have any brothers here?
No.
No, blood brothers, I mean.
No.
No blood brother?
No.
Well, you have one. He's not a blood brother, he's your Muslim brother, and you look like him. You look like maybe you're his younger brother, mashallah. Huh? Doesn't he look like somebody that we know? He doesn't look like anybody you know around here? Take a good look at him.
Huh? Oh, came here.
No, he looks like another brother. He hasn't been with us for a while though. He's the big Abdul Haq. This is the young Abdul Haq. We have an older Abdul Haq. Okay, anyway, no problem. What time is it now? Okay, let's try to move right along. So this topic, hopefully we're going to finish this topic today. Okay, we're looking at do you have the notes for this, brother?
No, I don't.
Let me see. Oh, wow. Last week I brought a couple, and this week I brought none, right? Alright, you can sit next to somebody, right? Yeah. We're on page 33. Page 33. And on the top of the page it says singular, dual, and plural. Singular, dual, and plural. Singular in Arabic is what? Mufrad. And dual is? Huh? Jam? Muthanna. And plural is? Jam. Okay? So this is what we're going to look at. We're going to try to compare يعني, the use of the singular, the dual, and the plural of different words. يعني, what does it look like in its singular form? What if we want to change it? We want to express something in the dual or in the plural. How will it look? Okay, so we're going to be looking at what? We're going to be looking at nouns. We're going to be looking at adjectives. We're going to look at ism, ishara, different things, right? In singular, in dual, and in plural. So pay attention because there are some rules, right? Especially for plurals that we have to pay attention to from the rules of plural that we have to be careful about is if the plural is for aqil or ghayr aqil. Aqil or ghayr aqil. In this review, yani the subject of aqil and ghayr aqil plurals is not covered in this review, in this book that we are finishing up now. It's not covered. But if you remember, yani the subject of aqil and ghayr aqil plurals in chapter 16 of Medina book 1, chapter 16 if I remember correctly. If somebody can just go back and look at 16 and see if that's the correct chapter. I think that's the chapter where we covered aqil and ghayr aqil plurals. Okay, so what I'm going to say just quickly, and I just want to refer to the actual chapter because I want you to be able to go back and look at it in case any there's some details that you need. Can anybody see if it's there in chapter 16, aqil and ghayr aqil plurals? Walaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, while you're looking for it, I want to say this. The reason why I'm bringing up this topic, perhaps at the end of these notes when we finish, we only have two topics remaining, right? We have numbers from 1 to 10, and we have the types of khabar. That's the end of these review notes. So perhaps at the end when we finish this, we'll review chapter 13, because that is a very important topic. But now, for now, I just want to mention, what is aqil and ghayr aqil? What do we mean by that? It's there, chapter 16, okay? So aqil and ghayr aqil plurals is in chapter 16 from Medina book 1. That is an important topic to go back and review. Yani it's covered in chapter 16, and then yani maybe there may be something attached to it in the following chapter 17, but it's mainly in chapter 16. Okay, 16. Now, so what do we mean by aqil and ghayr aqil? What does aqil mean? What are we talking about here? Aqil meaning what?
Intellect,
rational. Huh? And this is a reference to plurals for human beings, and included with them are angels and jinn. Okay, plurals for human beings. This is what we mean by aqil, yani the one that has an intellect, rational thinking, human being. Ghayr aqil, we mean other than humans, like animals and inanimate things. Okay, animals, inanimate things. We're talking about ghayr aqil, yani irrational, non-intelligent. Okay, yani other than human. Alaykum salam. So in brief, the rule concerning aqil and ghayr aqil plurals, we're talking about plurals. And the reason why I'm mentioning it now, because today we're going to talk about plurals, right? Singular, dual, and plural. And we have to make note of this rule as we go through this exercise, that if we have a plural for ghayr aqil, we're not going to use a plural adjective for it. We're not going to use a plural adjective. Okay? If we have a plural for an aqil noun, right? Aqil, like a human being, then we're going to use the adjective, it has to be plural. So if you said the great Muslims, right? You say al-Muslimuna, and the adjective describing it, kabir, has to be made plural, which would be what? Kibar. So you have to use plural. But if the thing is ghayr aqil, like al-Masajid, the great masjids, then we're not going to say al-Masajid al-Kibar. Because masjid is ghayr aqil. So we're not going to use a plural adjective for it. Rather, the rule for ghayr aqil plurals is that we what? That we treat it as though it's feminine singular. That's it. Okay? We treat it as though it's feminine singular. Ghayr aqil plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So if we have an adjective describing it, we're going to act as though that word is a feminine singular word. So the adjective is going to be feminine singular. If we have an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, referring to that ghayr aqil plural, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we're going to use feminine singular ism ishara. We're not going to say haulai or ulaika. We're going to say hadihi, tilka, feminine singular ism ishara. And the same thing is going to be for a verb. It's going to be feminine singular and so on. Okay, whatever refers back to it, a pronoun, the dhamir that refers to it, we're not going to say hum. Right? Or hunna. We're going to say, huh? Hiya. feminine singular. Okay, that's the rule. Okay, so in brief, we come to plurals in this exercise. The first thing you want to ask yourself, if there's an adjective or something referring to that plural, you're going to ask yourself, is the plural for aqil, human, or غير aqil? If it's for aqil, you're going to use an adjective or ism ishara that's plural. But if it's غير aqil, you're going to use an adjective that is feminine singular. And as we go through this exercise, inshallah, and if it's not clear to somebody, maybe you don't remember chapter 16, that was a long time ago. If it's not clear to you, then as we do the exercise, inshallah, we'll review the rule again and again and again. We're going to see it more than once, okay? All right, let's get started. Page 33, top of the page, it says singular, dual, plural. Mufrad, muthanna, jama. Okay, from the right side, they give us the first example. هذا ولد صالح. That's clear enough. Meaning? This boy is righteous. This is a good boy. Okay, we shouldn't say this boy is righteous, because it doesn't say هذا الولد. It says هذا, that's the مبتدأ, ولدٌ. This is a boy. This is a boy. هذا ولدٌ. This is a boy. What kind of boy? صالحٌ. Okay, that's an adjective. So this is a righteous boy. Okay, instead of saying this boy, it really means this is a boy. What kind of boy? A righteous boy. هذا ولدٌ صالحٌ. Alright? Good. Okay, now so what they want us to do, when they give us this sentence in the singular, then they want us to change it to dual. So what do we have to change? Everything that requires change. So هذا is singular, we have to make it dual. هذاني. ولد is singular, we have to make it dual. Huh? ولداني. And صالحٌ is singular, so we have to make it dual. صالحاني. Huh? ولداني. هذاني ولداني صالحاني. Okay, keeping in mind that generally the dual is formed by what? By adding alif and noon. Alif and noon. So walad, you say walad waladani. Huh? Bint bintani. Masjid masjidani. That's if it's marfoon. But if it's mansub or majroor, instead of ani, it's going to be aini. Waladaini, bintaini, and like this, okay? But I don't think we might not have that problem here. Everything is probably going to be marfu'un. So it's going to be ani, alright? Tayyib. The plural. Okay. Hada is singular. We want to change it to plural. The plural of hada is ha'ulai. Plural of waladun, awladun. Plural of salihun, salihuna. And it's a sound plural, right? Salih, salihuna. Muslim, مسلمون كافر كافرون, and so on like this. Sound plural, right? Jam, مذكر سالم. Okay, on the other side of the column, going to the left, we have another example. But this example, instead of dealing with the word ولد, which is from the side of عاقل, now they give us a word that's from غير عاقل, so that we can see how the rule of غير عاقل works here. We see the second example, هذا كتاب جديد, meaning this is a new book. هذا كتاب, that's مبتدا and خبر. جملة اسمية, مبتدا خبر. هذا كتاب, this is a book. As far as جديد is what? A not describing كتاب. What kind of book? A new book. هذا كتاب جديد. Let's change it to the مثنى. هذا, we change it to dual, هذاني. كتاب, we change it to dual, كتاباني. جديد, we change it to dual, جديداني. كتاب, كتاباني, جديد, جديداني. هذاني, كتاباني, جديداني. These are two new books. Now comes the rule of عاقل and غير عاقل. غير عاقل plurals. Plural of هذا should be what? هؤلاء if it's عاقل. But book, كتاب is غير عاقل. So we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi. Okay, because the original ishara we have here is hadha, which is for yani things which are near. So we're going to use the ism ishara for things which are near, but feminine singular, hadhihi. Hadhihi. And then the plural of kitab is what? Kutub. And the plural of jadid is judud. But this is غير عاقل. So we're going to treat it like it's feminine singular. So the feminine singular of jadid is jadida. Jadidatun. Jadidatun. Huh? So look at this carefully, what's happening here. Huh? And in the first example, we had هذا becoming هؤلاء. And we had صالح becoming صالحون. Plurals. But that's because that's عاقل. Walad is عاقل. But now we have a word that's غير عاقل, kitab. So when we change هذا to the plural, we're not using هؤلاء. Because the word kitab is غير عاقل. And the يعني plurals for غير عاقل are treated as though they are feminine singular. So the plural here is كتب, but it's a plural for غير عاقل. It's a plural for غير عاقل noun. And the plural for غير عاقل noun is treated as though it's feminine and as though it's singular. So the ism ishara that is used for feminine singular is هذه. And the adjective for something new that's feminine singular, from جديد it just became جديدتون. جديدون جديدتون. Okay, I'm going to stop here and give you a chance to ask a question. Any question? Alright, let's look at some of these examples and how they go, keeping this rule in mind. Whenever we come to a noun that is غير عاقل, when we go to the plural, we have to be careful, right? غير عاقل, when we go to the plural, we have to treat it, even if that word originally in the singular, like kitab, is masculine. So when we go to kutub, how did it become feminine? Because kutub is غير عاقل, and it doesn't matter if the original word was masculine or feminine. Every plural for غير عاقل, even if the singular is masculine, even if it's feminine, it doesn't matter. They're all treated the same way, as though they are feminine singular. The original word in singular was masculine, no problem. Same thing. The original word was feminine, no problem. It's going to all be treated as though it's feminine singular. Because they all have what in common? غير عاقل plural. Alright, so let's look at some of the examples and see and if we can and grasp this rule, okay, in practice. Okay, let's go back to the right column for the عاقل. عاقل, okay. هذا مدرس جديد. Meaning? This is a new teacher. هذا مدرس is مبتدا and خبر. And جديد is the نعت. Okay, dual. The dual. We want to change هذا to dual, it will become what? هذاني. مدرس becomes مدرساني. And جديد becomes جديداني. هذاني مدرساني جديداني. These are two new teachers. These are two new teachers. Okay, plural. هذا, for plural we'll use what ism ishara? هؤلاء. مدرسون becomes what? مدرسون. And جديد, the plural for جديد is what? جدد. جدد. نعم. So it became هؤلاء مدرسون جدد. هؤلاء مدرسون جدد. These are new teachers. These are new teachers. You can come here, brother. Just move this chair out the way so you have a little bit of space. Okay. Yes. These are new teachers. Okay, now let's go to the other side, to the غير عاقل. Okay, so we can look at another example of the غير عاقل. Okay, غير عاقل is a rule that's in reference to plurals only. Plurals for غير عاقل. That's when the rule comes into play, when you come to the plural. As far as the غير عاقل, when it's in singular, or when it's in dual, it's treated normal. But when it goes to the plural, that's when we have this special rule that we treat all غير عاقل plurals as though they're feminine singular. Okay, so the sentence they gave us, هذه ساعة جميلة. Meaning? This is a beautiful watch. هذه ساعة جميلة. ساعة جميلة. This is a beautiful watch. Okay, dual. What's the dual for هذه? هذاني وهاتاني. هاتاني. هذاني is the dual for هذا, masculine. هذه, its dual is هاتاني, right? هاتاني, the dual for ساعة, ساعتاني, ساعتاني, and then جميل, جميلة, جميلتاني. So we have هاتاني, ساعتاني, جميلتاني, جميلة, جميلتاني. Huh? Plural. The plural of هذه is going to be what? غير عاقل, right? ساعة is غير عاقل. So the اسم إشارة that refers to the plural, what's the plural of ساعة? ساعات. يعني it's feminine sound plural. ساعة, ساعات. And we're just taking off the ترمبوتة, elongating the فتحة, and then using open تاء. Huh? Look, just so that we remember, right? This is sound feminine plural. ساعة. يعني it just became what? ساعة. يعني here the ترمبوتة is going to be changed to open تاء, and the vowel is going to be elongated. So it became ساعات. ساعات. Huh? طيب. So we have what? We have يعني for the ساعات, right? We have يعني the اسم إشارة referring to ساعات. Since it's a غير عاقل plural, we're going to use which اسم إشارة? هذه. We're going to use هذه. نعم أخي. أخي. Who you need? Huh? Imam Ibrahim? No, he's not there. He's not there. I don't know if he's coming. Maybe the Muezzin, he might know if he's coming, but he's not here. Okay, so it should be what? يعني هذه, because it's غير عاقل plural, ساعات, and then يعني جميلة becomes what? Stays the same, right? Because we're going to treat all غير عاقل plurals, whether they're masculine or feminine, as though they're feminine singular. So it became هذه ساعات جميلة. جميلة. Alright? وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, let's go back to the right column again. The example that we have, هذا مهندس كبير. هذا مهندس كبير. Meaning? This is a big or great engineer. A great engineer. هذا مهندس كبير. Okay, into the dual, we're going to make it what? هذا became? هذاني, مهندس became مهندساني, and كبير became كبيراني. So it became what? هذاني مهندساني كبيراني. هذاني مهندساني كبيراني. يعني these two, for this, these are two great engineers. As far as the plural, يعني هذا becomes what? هؤلاء, and مهندس becomes مهندسون, sound masculine plural, and كبير becomes plural, كبار, كبار. So it became هؤلاء, هذا became هؤلاء, مهندس became مهندسون, and كبير became كبار. هؤلاء مهندسون كبار. These are great engineers. Okay, going to the left column, and for the غير عاقل word, we have the original sentence, هذه مدرسة قديمة. هذه مدرسة قديمة. Okay, so هذه becomes what in the dual? هاتاني مدرسة. مدرسة. Huh? مدرسة تاني. هاتاني مدرسة تاني. Huh? قديمتاني. قديمتاني. Okay, just dual means add any. مدرسة, مدرستاني. قديمة, قديمتاني. Okay, so became هاتاني مدرستاني قديمتاني. Okay, going to the plural. The plural of مدرسة is what? مدرسات. No. What's the plural of مدرسة? يعني على وزن مفاعل. مدارس. مدارس. على وزن مفاعل. مدارس. مدرسة is مدارس. Okay. So we have مدارس in the plural. And as far as the اسم إشارة For هذه we're going to use what? هذه again, because مدارس is a غير عاقل plural. So we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we're going to say هذه مدارس what? قديمة. يعني because feminine singular, غير عاقل plural. هذه feminine singular and قديمة feminine singular. هذه مدارس قديمة. هذه مدارس قديمة. Why is قديمة with تنوين and it's a not describing مدارس and مدارس doesn't have تنوين? Isn't it so that the not has to be in agreement with the منعوت? If it has تنوين, it has to have تنوين. If it has ألف لام, it has to have ألف لام. Why are we saying here هذه مدارس قديمة؟ أبو باكر. Because مدارس is broken plural from pattern مفاعلو, and مفاعلو is a broken plural pattern that's ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take تنوين. Doesn't take تنوين. Alright, so try to remember, sometimes the منعوت could be ممنوع من الصرف. It doesn't take تنوين, but the not has to take its تنوين. Normal, right? The not, if it's not ممنوع من الصرف, then it has to take its normal تنوين. Okay. So we have هذه مدارس قديمة. Okay, let's go back to the right column again and pay careful attention to what we have here. Okay, هذه عين جميلة. هذه عين جميلة. What is the meaning? This is a beautiful eye, a عين. And عين has many meanings, right? It also means a spring, and it also means a spy. Huh? So it has different meanings, right? هذه, a spy, like the person who's spying on somebody. You know, the Americans spying on Russia. Either way, it's all the same, right? هذه عين جميلة. Okay, in the dual مثنى we say what? هاتاني. هذه is feminine, right? So the feminine dual is هاتاني. عيناني جميلتاني. هاتاني عين عيناني جميلة جميلتاني. Okay, into the plural. The plural of عين is what? أعين. 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 نعم. What pattern is this? Huh? أفعلون. أفعلون. نعم. أفعلون. Like أرجلون. أعينون. نعم. Huh? That's another plural. عيون. Another plural. Okay. Remember, sometimes a word has more than one plural, right? Sometimes it has two or three or four plurals. Some words have a lot of plurals, right? Sometimes it has a broken plural and a sound plural. Sometimes it has a sound plural and more than one broken plural. Okay? So this is one of the broken plurals. أعين. أعين. Okay, so we have here أعين, and the اسم إشارة for it, we're going to use what? هذه. Because أعين is a plural, a غير عاقل plural. So we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. We're going to say هذه أعين. And the adjective is going to be what? Singular. Feminine singular. جميلة. Oh yeah, okay, going to the left, from right to left, we have 1, 2, 3 in the fourth box down the left side. هذا قلم مقصور. هذا قلم مقصور. What is the meaning? This is a broken pen. يعني هذا قلم is مبتدأ خبر. And مقصور is a نعت describing قلم. Okay, هذا قلم. This is a pen. What kind of pen? مكسور. Broken pen. هذا قلم مكسور. Okay, we go to the dual مثنى. Should be هذا became هذان. قلم became قلمان. مكسور became مكسوران. هذان قلمان مكسوران. These are two broken pens. Okay, going to the plural. The plural of قلم is what? أقلام أقلام أقلام. Okay, what would be the اسم إشارة؟ هذه. Because قلم is غير عاقل, so it's plural. It's going to be treated as though it's feminine singular. هذه أقلام مقصورة feminine singular. مقصورة هذه feminine singular. مقصورة feminine singular for أقلام, because أقلام is a غير عاقل plural. Hopefully this rule is sinking in now. Sinking in, huh? غير عاقل plurals. So we have what? هذه أقلام مقصورة. Okay, going back to the right column, the sentence they gave us, هذه طفلة جميلة. هذه طفلة جميلة. What does it mean? This is a pretty, beautiful, young girl or young child, infant, طفلة, huh? Baby. طيب. The dual. هاتاني طفلتاني جميلتاني. هاتاني طفلتاني جميلتاني. Okay, going to the plural. Huh? Okay, the plural for هذه is going to be what? Is it عاقل or غير عاقل? عاقل. So it's going to be a regular plural, right? هؤلاء. هؤلاء. هذا and هذه, both of them, the plural for them, if it's يعني for عاقل, it's هؤلاء. هؤلاء. Okay? What is the plural for طفلة? طفلة. This is a feminine noun. طفلة. What is its sound plural? طفلاتون. Feminine sound plural. طفلة طفلات. يعني same like we did here, right? يعني the تاء مربوطة is changed to تاء مفتوحة, and the فتة on the لام يعني طفلة. طفلتون, right? يعني became طفلات. This تاء مربوطة became تاء مفتوحة. نعم. Okay, and what about the ending of it? What's the last word? Jamila. Jamila became what? Jamilat. Naam, Jamilat. Ha'ulai tiflatun jamilatun. Tiflatun jamilatun. طيب, after this, going to the left, hadhi bintun tawilatun. Hadhi bintun tawilatun. Okay, hadhi bintun tawilatun means what? This is a tall girl. The dual became what? Hadhihi hatani bint bintani tawil tawila, I mean tawilatani. Hatani bintani tawilatani. Tawila tawilatani. Bint bintani. Okay, the plural of hadhihi? Haulai. Plural of bint? Banatun. And the plural of tawila. Here, this plural, right? The plural of tawil and the plural of tawila is like the plural of kabir and kabira. And sagir and sagira, the plural is the same. The plural of sagir and sagira is sigar. The plural of kabir and kabira is kibar. And the plural of tawil and tawila is tiwal. Huh? For masculine and feminine. For either male and female. Yani some words, their plural is the same. Yani even though one is masculine, one is feminine in the plural, sometimes the plural is the same. Okay, so these plurals are the same. Sigar, kibar, tiwal, huh? Qisar, qasir and qasir is qisar, like this. Huh? So it should be what? هَؤُلَاءِ يَعْنِي بَنَاتٌ طِوَالٌ. Okay, going down to the last column on the bottom of page 33 from the right side. هَذَا طَالِبٌ مُجْتَهِدٌ. هَذَا طَالِبٌ. What kind of طَالِبٌ? مُجْتَهِدٌ. What is the meaning? Hardworking, diligent. This is a hardworking, diligent student. يعني that's in the singular. In the dual we have هَذَا became هَذَانِ طَالِب became طَالِبَانِ مُجْتَهِد became مُجْتَهِدَانِ هَذَانِ طالبان مجتهدان. Question? Question?
Yeah, when we just finished.
Yeah.
A
bint is a girl, now. Yeah, it's human, that's right. For the last one, the plural will be ha'ulai. Okay, it's going to be a regular plural because it's akhir, right? Ha'ulai banatun thiwalun. Okay, hadha talibani, or hadhani talibani mujtahidani. Okay, the plural will be what? Ha'ulai tullab. The plural of talib is tullab, right? And the plural of mujtahid? Mujtahiduna. Sound masculine plural. Mujtahiduna. Ha'ulai tullabun mujtahiduna. Mujtahiduna. And finally, yani to the left column, last paragraph, or last box on the left column, hadhihi talibatun mujtahidatun. Taliba, feminine, right? Mujtahida, feminine. Hadhihi talibatun mujtahidatun. Okay, the dual will be hatani taliba talibat, huh? Talibatani and mujtahida. Mujtahidatani. Huh? Hatani talibatani. Mujtahidatani. Because each of these words have tamabuta, right? So taliba with tamabuta. Tamabuta became what? Tamaftuha with ani. Taliba, talibatani. Mujtahida, mujtahidatani. Okay, because remember, the ta marbuta, our rule for ta marbuta is that it always has to be what? Last letter of a word. Nothing can ever follow ta marbuta. If you add a suffix to a word that ends with ta marbuta, what happens to ta marbuta? Became ta maftuha. Doesn't accept anything following it, right? So whenever you have a word that ends with ta marbuta, if you add a suffix to it, any kind of suffix, whatever it is, whether it's the suffix for a dual or for a plural, or yani something in idaf, yani a suffix added to it, a pronoun, dhamair, it always has to change from ta marbuta to ta maftuha, open ta, regular open ta. So this became what? Hatani, talibatani, mujtahidatani, and the plural? Ha'ulai. Yani hadhihi became ha'ulai, because remember, the plural for hadhihi, feminine, as well as hadha, masculine, is the same. Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai, the plural of talibatun is what? Talibatun. Taliba, like here, same thing, same rule. Taliba, tarmabuta, is moved over, right? Vowel is added, elongate the fatha, and make it ta maftuha. Tayyib. So the plural of yani talibah, talibatun, is talibatun, talibatun, and the plural of mujtahidatun is mujtahidatun, talibatun, mujtahidatun. Ha'ulai talibatun mujtahidatun. Any question? Any question? Okay, so alhamdulillah. And we could go to the next page, but since we don't have a lot of time, maybe we'll just do a little bit of it. I need a couple of moments, maybe a couple of examples. So next week, inshallah, we'll finish with this topic. And in the next class, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to take the next topic, which is the numbers from 1 through 10. Okay, we're going to be reviewing the numbers from 1 through 10. Let's just look and see if we can cover anything on page 34. Starting from the right side, the top of the page. هذه مدرسة صالحة. هذه مدرسة صالحة. Meaning? This is a righteous teacher, female teacher. مدرسة. مدرسة. Huh? Okay, dual. هذه became? هاتاني. مدرسة became? مدرستاني. صالحة became? صالحتاني. هاتاني مدرستان صالحتاني. Okay, in the plural, هذه became هؤلاء عاقل, right? هؤلاء مدرسة became sound plural, مدرسات, and صالحة became صالحات. So you say هؤلاء مدرسات صالحات. Going to the right. يعني مدرسة, مدرسة is عاقل, and here we have سيارة which is غير عاقل, huh? So we have هذه سيارة سريعة. What is the meaning? هذه سيارة سريعة, meaning this is a fast car. هذه سيارة مبتدأ خبر. This is a car. What kind of car? سريعة, سريعة. طيب, in the dual we have هذه, هاتان سيارة became سيارتان, and سريعة became سريعتان, سريعتان. هاتان سيارتان سريعتان. In the plural, هذه سيارة, سيارة, the plural of سيارة is what? Huh? Okay, it's غير عاقل. So what's the plural of سيارة? سيارات, سيارات. And the اسم إشارة هذه became what in the plural? Remained هذه, غير عاقل, right? غير عاقل, plural. هذه سيارات. The adjective? Feminine, singular. The adjective remains feminine, singular. غير عاقل, plural. سريعة. هذه سيارات سريعة. Second column down from the right. هذا بيت صغير. هذا بيت صغير. What is the meaning? This is a small house. In the dual, هذاني بيتاني صغيراني. هذاني بيتاني صغيراني. In the plural, هذه, because the plural of بيت is what? It's غير عاقل. بيت is غير عاقل. So the plural is, what's the plural of بيت anyway? بيوت. It's one of the plurals, بيوت. بيوت. Okay, and بيوت is going to be treated as though it's feminine singular. So we're going to say هذه بيوت. What? صغار is plural for عاقل. بيت is غير عاقل. صغيرة, feminine singular. هذه بيوت صغيرة, feminine singular. Feminine singular. نعم, جيد, جيد. This is good. نعم, it's كبار and صغار, but that's for عاقل. بيت is غير عاقل. Feminine and singular is the same, but عاقل and غير عاقل not the same. This feminine and singular, كبار is for both of them. But that's if it's عاقل. If it's غير عاقل, treat غير عاقل, everything that's related to غير عاقل plural is treated like it's feminine, singular. So we say هذه بيوت صغيرة. And then we'll stop with this one. هذا قميص نظيف. هذا قميص نظيف, meaning this is a clean shirt. Okay, in the dual, هذاني قميصاني نظيفاني. هذاني قميصاني نظيفاني. And the plural of قميص is what? We just had it, right? على وزن فعلان, قمصان. Okay, so the اسم إشارة will be what? هذه قمصان نظيفة, feminine singular, نظيفة. هذه قمصان نظيفة. And we're going to stop here, inshallah. We have a chance for everybody to pray our sunnah prayers. And inshallah, in the next class, somebody make a reminder that we're going to start. يعني the next example that we're going to take is هذا منديل وسخ. That's what we're going to start in the next class بإذن الله تعالى. And we'll finish this next week and go to a new topic. And the new topic is going to be numbers from 1 to 10. Please review the numbers from 1 to 10 near the end of Medina book 1. Please review the rules of the numbers from 1 to 10. Then the rules for the numbers from 1 to 10 are what? 1 and 2 has certain rules, and 3 to 10 have other rules. Okay, so pay attention to the difference in the rules for the numbers from 1 through 10. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.